You take that cream of wheat or mullet meal, you can fry that pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't you ever say I throw it out, but the bushels
in the day. Well, you're a cook.
After getting cold, I throw it out.
Well, it's pretty
good fry. Now you know what to do with it.
Yeah, I know.
I tell them older women, you know, they didn't let very much stuff go to waste, did they?
Boy, that's right.
Young women, they don't know. They got a half dozen cookbooks in the house still.
There, take that. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, they came out with a canned mush. Gee, it was good, too. It wasn't expensive, about a dime a can when I first saw it. Canned about that tall.
Just take it out and fry it, huh?
Yeah, you just, ooh, don't touch it. It might mess your hand.
Kevin?
You don't worry, Bobby, watch it. You'll mess that thing up.
But you could...
Hot. It's hot. Down with hot, Bobby.
Put a can opener on each end, take the top off, and just use the bottom to push it out. Push it out about that far, and lay your knife right on the can, and just slice it out.
Just a little bit. I left the light on. Take a minute.
But last time I saw it, it was fairly expensive for cornmeal.
Everybody start eating.
Yeah.
It's getting hot. Shut the door for a little bit.
That's where you left. They get people started, so they didn't jump the fry.
Did your people ever take corn and put lye on it and soak it in lye water? Make it swell up?
What do you have there when you get done?
Hominy or?
No, I never eat no homemade hominy.
Did you ever have any?
You lie, you say.
Yeah. Hey. Sometimes they make their own out of ashes.
Well, I never heard of that.
Did you ever have any grits?
Yeah, about a few years back, sister down there in Florida got a whole bunch of it. Sent it home. That's pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
You fry it. Yeah.
What is that?
Grits.
Is that sort of flaky stuff? Or?
It's about like what we was talking about a while ago, cream of wheat or or that mush left over when you fry it. Mm-hmm. It's about, I was about to say it's mush, seemed like to me.
Mm-hmm.
You fry it pretty well, crisp.
If you have something that isn't artificial, or a belt, for example, made out of leather, someone says, is that artificial leather? You say, no, it's not artificial, it's...
It's real.
Mm-hmm.
Real product.
Genuine.
Genuine, yeah. Yeah, it would be genuine. That's what the stamp on it, genuine.
Do you have sand plums out here?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with those mostly?
Well, you can can them as a whole plum, put them in fruit jars, cook them, boil them, can them, put sugar in them, which is good in wintertime, or you make plum butter,
mm-hmm.
which is good too, and biscuits.
Jelly.
Mm-hmm. Jelly, plum jelly, it's good. About a pretty jelly, you'll see. But I don't think this year it'll become sand plum.
Too dry?
Right, late freeze better.
Oh. Boy, this winter took care of my peach tree.
We don't have peach left in here. This old man up here in town got a pretty big peach orchard. He said he wanted peach on the street.
I don't even have a tree now.
You don't?
Frozen.
Hold on.
I think the sap started to run and that last freeze just took it right out. I got a pretty good set of apples though.
Yeah. That is an apple tree. I hadn't looked at his tree. Oh, how he's shaping up apples, but it should be setting on pretty good. You ever pick them wild plums?
Yeah.
Isn't that a horrible job?
Yeah, and the darn worms.
Yeah.
If your wife had a couple of apples over there and you wanted one, what would you tell her?
You mean just sitting there right now?
Yeah.
Hand me an apple.
Mm-hmm. What if she only had one apple and you wanted half of it? What would you tell her to do?
I would say cut it in two or divide it.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot. That's hot. Kevin.
Give me one.
Don't leave that alone.